Today, January 24th, is the feast day of the great bishop and doctor of the church, St. Francis de Sales. Born in Savoy in the year 1567, he only lived to be 55 years of age, dying in the year 1622. He began his education at the age of 8 and went off to Paris at the age of 14 to study in the intellectual center of Europe, where there were 54 colleges. He chose the one run by the Jesuits. He then became a lawyer, and then his father, who was a senator, had gotten him a position as a senator as well. But he would refuse this and enter into religious life. As a young man, he was considered a gentleman and a scholar. He was very proficient in fencing and dancing and horseback riding. At the age of 24, he became a doctor of law and was offered a seat in the Senate. And he was considered the most eligible bachelor among the young nobility in France at the time. His father had planned a distinguished marriage for him, but St. Francis de Sales felt he was called to religious life. And so eventually, against his father's wishes, but ultimately with his father's consent, he was ordained to the priesthood. As a priest, he worked zealously for the salvation of souls, even doing missionary work in very dangerous territories that were dominated by the hostile Calvinists. His father, who knew how dangerous it was, felt his son was going off to his martyrdom, off to his death. But even in this difficult mission, he was able to remain safe and continue to strengthen the faith and to bring back many of these Calvinists back into the Catholic Church. He was very gifted with conversions of bringing many people back to the practice of the faith. On one occasion, he was even attacked by a hostile crowd and beaten. On another occasion, he spent the night up in a tree, surrounded by wolves at the base of the tree. He eventually was chosen to be the bishop of Geneva in the year 1602, and he began working for the diocese to strengthen the faith. What he would do, he would not only preach, but he would write pamphlets and articles, and he would have the lay people distribute these. These were apologetics tracts. He was one of the first Catholic apologists defending the faith and explaining the faith, especially to the fallen away Catholics and to the Calvinists. He also began to correspond and be the spiritual director of St. Jane Frances de Chantal, the prominent widow, and they founded together the Order of the Visitation Sisters in 1610. His letters that he wrote for her eventually became the Introduction to the Devout Life, the great spiritual classic. He also wrote the treatise on the love of God. And St. Francis de Sales, as a bishop and eventually a spiritual writer and a doctor of the church, his main point was that you can become holy as a lay person, as a layman, as a laywoman living in the world. You don't have to run off to religious life to be a saint. You can become a saint as a wife, as a mother, as a grandmother, as a husband, as a father, as a grandfather, as a doctor, a nurse, a teacher. You can become holy in your state in life as a layperson, that holiness is for everyone. It's something the Vatican II talked about quite a bit, that holiness is the vocation of everyone. It's not, as Mother Teresa says, just for the elite. Holiness is for everyone. Everybody is called to become a saint. Everybody is called to become holy. He died at the age of 55 in the year 1622, canonized 40 years later, and declared the patron saint of journalists and the Catholic press. I would encourage you to read his writings, the treatise on the love of God, the Introduction to the Devout Life, because they are spiritual classics. I'll give you a blessing now with his relic, and I encourage you to venerate it and to try to follow his teachings that everybody is called to holiness. Through the intercession of St. Francis de Sales, may Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.